shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
We've had some loud rumbling overnight last night. We still have some scattered thunderstorms across our area and a flood advisory. I'll get you up to speed from what happened last night.
And a road near NC State is now open after a train hit and killed a person. What passengers told WRL happened at the time, straight ahead. Plus,
we're helping to pick up memories, pick up pieces of people's lives, and trying to do a little bit, helping and clean.
Just a terrible task there. A cleanup continues in Nash and Edgecombe counties after an EF3 tornado hit that area last week. WRL's Kelsey Coffey is live with information on the damage assessment that is happening today and how it will help secure aid for people who are affected by it. There's a lot of those folks out there, as we know. Mm-hmm. Starting a new week with you, I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. And on this Monday, we have some showers passing through the viewing area. Elizabeth, I woke up with that alert and the severe thunderstorm. And I also heard loud booms of thunder at 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it was about 1:30, 1:45 as that severe thunderstorm warning was posted for parts of Wake County and some surrounding counties as well. That cell has moved on up to the north and east. We have another one that's sitting from just north of Goldsboro up through Wilson, heading up around Rocky Mount. That one's not severe, but there is some lightning associated with that. And we had a tornado warning. You might see that pop up. No, it's not going to pop up there. But there was a tornado warning near New Bern. It was not in our viewing area. That was a little bit earlier this morning. So you can see here, the rain has moved past the area just south and west of Roanoke Rapids, where we have that flood advisory. That flood advisory is in effect until around 7 a.m. We've had several inches of rain with these little cells popping up overnight. And we'll head back down to the south again. You can see that again from Goldsboro to Fremont to Lucama to Wilson. We have that band of thunderstorms there. We take a look at Futurecast, and we're looking at everything sliding on out of here pretty quickly. Or look at it. 72 is our current temperature with a dew point of 70, so it's a very warm start for us this morning. And our temperatures will actually be a little bit milder today. We hit 91 yesterday after a really nice Saturday. Our high was 84, looking at a high of 86 with a small chance of a late day storm.
We will take that, Elizabeth. Thank you. You'll have to find an alternate route to RDU Airport over the next few months. Two ramps connecting I-40 to Airport Boulevard are closed as crews work on improvements. The ramp from I-40 West to Airport Boulevard and the ramp from Airport Boulevard to I-40 East. Those ramps will not reopen until later this fall. Crews have also temporarily closed a ramp from Western Boulevard to I-440 West. This is all part of the ongoing Beltline Improvements Project. The closure is expected to last about 9 days. Drivers will need to go to I-440 East to the Hillsborough Street interchange to get on 440 West. Crews are rebuilding the ramp and a portion of the new outer lanes of the Beltline.
People in Nash and Edgecombe counties are still cleaning up after an EF3 tornado hit that area last week. Today, state officials will be in the area to assess the damage it caused. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us now to explain how long this assessment will take and how it will help to secure the aid that these people in the line of the storm so desperately need now. Kelsey.
Good morning. That damage assessment should last until Wednesday, and there's just a lot to work through. We're in a mobile home community that's on Town Hall Road in Dorches, and you can see that this is part of what's left. And we'll know how much state and federal aid will be needed to help these communities based off of the results that we'll get from that assessment. Governor Cooper toured the area yesterday. He says the state is considering updating building codes in the future to make sure homes are more resilient after storms. But for now, he says we should all be thankful that everyone who was injured during the storm is now out of the hospital. The state's next step is to figure out how they can best help people who've lost almost everything.
We'll do everything that we can from state and federal perspective to try to help them in any way and to provide any assistance that they need.
One of the biggest questions we've had since the storm is what's next for Pfizer? Well, the company has agreed to pay employees and contractors who are without work right now, and the site is open, and they're just hoping to get back to work as soon as possible. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Dorches.
You can help the people who were living right in the path of that tornado. Rocky Mount Area Chamber of Commerce and United Way set up the Twin County Tornado Disaster Relief Fund. Anyone can donate, and 100% of the money goes to the people affected by the tornado. You can make a donation online or by mail. We have all the information you need on WRL.com. Just search tornado.
We're trying to confirm information about a terrible crash in Wake County near the Granville County border involving a car and a motorcycle. This happened in the Creedmoor area along Beaver Dam Road and Rogers Quarter Road. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was on the scene Sunday afternoon. You can see the damaged car and motorcycle as state troopers investigate. We'll bring you updates as soon as we get them.
The extreme heat that is scorching much of the country is smashing records. More than two dozen heat records were either set or tied over the weekend. States including Arizona, Idaho, Montana, and Nevada felt record heat. The temperature has risen above 110 degrees for 24 straight days in Phoenix. In El Paso, the temperature has gone over 100 for 38 straight days. The National Weather Service says there's no sign of this streak ending anytime soon.
We're still waiting to learn the identity of a man killed in a shooting in Durham. Police found a man with a gunshot wound on Holloway Street early Sunday morning. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was on the scene and got this video. The victim died at the hospital.
The community is coming together to help the owner of a popular Chapel Hill deli destroyed by fire over the weekend. Fire tore through Mediterranean Deli on Saturday. The owner tells WRL he started 33 years ago with just six tables and four chairs. He's expanded the deli and a half a dozen times over the years. Jamil Kadora says his longtime regular customers are stepping up to offer any help they can after that fire.
I'm standing here yesterday watching everything. A guy comes in and said, this check for you. I opened the check and it's $1,000 to my name. I said, no, sir, you know, I can't take this. You know, he said, no, it's for your employees.
Akadar said he is grateful no one was hurt in that fire, and he also thanked the firefighters who jumped in to stop it.
The fire's cause is still under investigation, but the owner says before it happened, he had called his roofer to fix a leak. He believes a flame used to seal the rubber on the roof may have sparked the fire. There is a verified GoFundMe page set up for MedDeli employees. About 1,400 people have donated already, totaling more than $85,000.
Police have named the victim and identified the suspect they're searching for after a shooting on Dudley Road in Wake County. This is a picture of the suspect, 20-year-old Hamza Thompson of Fayetteville. Deputies obtained warrants for him for first-degree murder. Detectives have identified the victim, 34-year-old Bryant King of Fayetteville. This happened around 8 o'clock Saturday night.
The clock is ticking for a historic strike vote involving thousands of UPS workers nationwide. The negotiations between UPS and Teamsters have not reached a deal. The current contract expires 1 week from today. The Teamsters union president held a rally over the weekend, saying they are organized ahead of negotiations set to resume this week.
We do not get a deal. UPS has chose to strike themselves. And we will withhold our labor July 31st at 12:01 a.m. But if we get a tentative agreement subject to ratification and we're going to recommend it, then we will not withhold our labor.
UPS says it's prepared to increase pay and benefits and to finalize a fair deal. Teamsters General President Sean O'Brien said yesterday 95% of the contract has been negotiated. He also said that UPS acknowledges the need to pay their part-timers as well. Negotiators for the two sides plan to meet in Washington tomorrow. Thousands of people are evacuating a Greek island as emergency crews try to get wildfires there under control.
I've never been afraid to die, but yesterday I had that fear in me.
Coming up, how the country is helping tourists who had to suddenly leave without their passports.
Plus, what we could learn this week as House lawmakers plan to meet about UFOs and the potential threat to national security.
Today will be the coolest day this week, likely not hitting 90 degrees. Here's a live look at the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences. After the break, Elizabeth will explain how heat will build in for the rest of the week and what that means for our chances for storms.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
4:42, taking a look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. A couple of thunderstorms out there. One of those in the northern part of Wayne County on up into Wilson County, lifting northward. And another one that is has been really on either side of Halifax County, Roanoke Rapids. That's starting to lift northward out of our area. But there was a flood. There still is a flood advisory. It's in effect until 7 o'clock for several inches of rain there. Just be careful as you're traveling around. We had this rain coming through Wilson. You can see it's really wet there. That rain is still ongoing. So if you're walking the dog there, you may need the umbrella. But if you are walking the dog and you can hear thunder, see lightning, you just put it off for a little while. Temperatures will start in the 70s. We're only going to climb into the mid 80s for highs this afternoon, but heat is going to be a big story this week. I'll show you coming up.
Wildfires on the Greek island of Rhodes are raging for the sixth straight day, forcing people and tourists, people who live there, people who are visiting, to just get out of there. People are leaving on boats and planes. Some are staying in makeshift shelters on safe parts of the island. Greece's Foreign Affairs Office says it is working to help tourists who may have left behind their travel documents during that rush.
This is the largest undertaking of safe transport of residents and tourists that have ever been carried out in our country.
Now, all this is happening as heat wave Cleon continues to scorch Greece. Despite this, summer vacationers are braving the triple digit temperatures to our country to tour the country's historic sites. Some tourist spots have been closing during the afternoon to help employees beat the heat.
This week, we may learn more about whether we are alone in the universe. House lawmakers will hold a hearing Wednesday on UFOs and their possible threats to national security. UFO researchers are hopeful the government will release more information about what may be out there.
Now, we don't know what UFOs represent to humanity yet, but these hearings coming up, that's hopefully what will shed some light on the capabilities of these advanced vehicles. Whose are they?
Air Force veteran David Grusch is among the people set to testify. He has previously made claims that the government has withheld information pertaining to UFOs.
Concerns over the availability of workers is pushing more states to allow younger teens to serve alcohol. A report says states like Wisconsin and Idaho are joining a growing list to lower the minimum age for serving. 7 of 9 states proposed lower ages since 2021 and have approved them. The changes are coming by pushes from the National Restaurant Association and restaurants, which is having a hard time finding workers. Some see the proposals as loosening overall child labor protections. Trader Joe's grocers are calling two types of cookies because of a possible product contamination. Grocery chain is recalling almond windmill cookies with sell-by dates from October 19th through October 21st of 2023. And also included in the recall, dark chocolate chunk almond cookies with sell-by dates from October 17th through the 21st of this year. The products are being recalled because they may contain rocks. Trader Joe's did not say how many rocks may have gotten into the cookies. Customers should either throw them away or return the cookies to stores for a full refund. While we're all trying to just stay cool this summer, zoos in areas dealing with extreme heat are getting creative to keep their animals cool as well. Yesterday, Phoenix, Arizona experienced its 24th straight day of temperatures at or above 110 degrees. The conditions causing workers at the Phoenix Zoo to give animals cold showers and icy treats.
These are what some of our horse treats, ice treats look like. They have apples and carrots and sometimes Gatorade water, sometimes just normal water.
And take a look at this. Mounds of ice cubes at Florida's Palm Beach Zoo, the latest addition to many animal enclosures. And some zoos overseas are making popsicles for animals using watermelon, sardines, meat, and other foods.
And even a little Gatorade to the animals. Mm-hmm. They need to replace those electrolytes in that heat. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center tracking some storms that are moving off. Elizabeth.
Yeah, they may have awakened you last night as they continue to move eastward. We still have an active cell that's happening there in the northern part of Wayne County and to parts of Nash, Edgecombe, and Wilson County. And then also one up near the Virginia line. That's mostly moving on out, but still we're looking at some rain there in Northampton County. For the Triangle, Triangle area westward, everything looks fairly quiet, but we could have some more storms later on today. Not looking at a lot of rain today, but certainly a chance of storms. That rain moved through Roanoke Rapids again, affecting parts of central and eastern Northampton County. And we did have some heavy rain come through here, as much as 1 to 2 inches. So we do have a flood advisory in effect until 7 a.m. So if you're in this region, it's going to be south of Roanoke Rapids here in Halifax County. It's a fairly rural area, but just be careful if you're driving across the road where there's a stream. You want to just make sure that it's not coming across the road. Goldsboro, Northward to Wilson and Rocky Mount, we do have this line of thunderstorms. It's not severe, but it's definitely dumping some heavy rain, and there's some frequent lightning with it too. You may be listening to that right now. Here's a look at that cell as we watch it slide on up and north and east. By the time we get to 7 a.m., that should be finished. Not looking at anything else developing this morning around the Triangle area, so the commute should be fine. There's lunchtime. Looking at a good bit of cloud cover. Remember Saturday where it started off fairly cool? We had the clouds for most of the day, and it kept our temperatures down into the 80s. We'll see that sort of scenario again today. It's possible that there would be an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon, but for the most part, I think the bulk of it was overnight last night. And then we get into heat, and that's going to be our big story for the rest of the week. Right now it is 72 with a dew point of 70. Our temperatures, of course, are way up there in terms of our muggy meter, looking at 70, which puts us there at tropical. We'll continue to see really hot conditions. So 87 today, 92 tomorrow, 93 Wednesday, but we start to climb into the triple digits, looking at 100 on Wednesday, and our temperature will be close to the triple digits toward the end of the week. That heat index will be high for a while. And that doesn't look like it's going to abate anytime soon, looking at July 29th through August 2nd. So into much of next week, a huge chunk of the country has the potential for above normal temperatures. So we climb to 92 tomorrow, then into the mid-90s Thursday and Friday. And right now we've got 98 there for Saturday, 95 Sunday. So it looks like it's going to be a particularly hot weekend. We'll talk about what that heat index will be for Saturday and Sunday coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. After being attacked by a bull, a local dairy farmer is making progress on his road to recovery. Coming up, how many of his colleagues and friends came together to help ease the financial burden of his injuries.
And today, damage assessment will start after an EF3 tornado hit parts of Nash and Edgecombe counties. WRL's Kelsey Coffey will join us to explain how this will help secure aid for people who are affected.
It is 4:53 as we take a live look at the glittering lights of North Hills. 70 degrees right now, and we're only going to get into the upper 80s today. We will certainly appreciate that this time of year. Members of the community came together over the weekend to show their support for a well-known dairy farmer injured in a bull attack earlier this year. Friends, loved ones, and colleagues hosted a fundraiser Sunday for Randy Lewis at Crafton Food in Knightdale. Many of his colleagues in the ag industry from across the state, including chefs, wanted to step up to show their support and help any way they could. They prepared dishes using milk from Lewis's farm. Lewis says his recovery is going well, and he is grateful for the support.
Every time, I just want to make sure that people understand how much I appreciate their kindness and you know, the people that gave whatever they had to give, done it, and I appreciate them coming to my rescue because I sure needed the help.
In addition to the food, there were at least 20 vendors at Sunday's fundraiser donating their proceeds to Lewis's recovery.
Extreme weather has already caused several widespread travel nightmares this year, but now one airline CEO is warning it could make flight delays and turbulence even worse. Tom Costello has details of how bad it could get.
Attention all radios. 431 LaGuardia has been caught in a ground stop.
In a summer of extreme heat, torrential rain, and violent storms.
We're just looking at these thunderstorms that we're monitoring.
We've got thunderstorms north of Houston, around the San Antonio area.
How are you?
How are you?
Have a great day.
The nation's airports and airlines have been in the bullseye with cancellations running days on end. Since Memorial Day weekend, 343,000 flights delayed, nearly 26% of the total.
LaGuardia has entered into a ground stop. This is for weather and thunderstorms in the area.
In late June, hundreds of thousands of passengers were grounded after violent storms parked over Newark and Denver for days. Most affected, United Airlines, forced to cancel up to a third of its flights.
It's historically unprecedented, at least, to have multi-day events.
Now United's CEO is warning this could be the new normal.
Regular operations events are, you know, going to be more likely to occur as the climate warms, more heat in the atmosphere, thermodynamics 101, we're going to have more thunderstorms.
100 above, checked.
Atmospheric researchers agree and say high-altitude turbulence has also grown stronger over the decades, sending service cards, food, drinks, and passengers flying.
Do we have any trained medical personnel? Do we have any doctors, nurses?
It already happens 5,500 times each year and projected to grow 2 to 3 times worse in the years to come.
What we can confidently say is that climate change is increasing the amount of clear air turbulence in the atmosphere.
While airlines can warn pilots of turbulence ahead, violent thunderstorms remain the biggest threat.
The number one cause of delays and cancellations is weather.
So the NTSB says the increasingly volatile weather and turbulence underscores the need for passengers to wear their seatbelts in flight. It's flight attendants who suffer 78% of injuries during unexpected turbulence, since they're the ones who are often up and out and about.
As you head out the door for your morning commute, we'll let you know about some ramp closures along I-40 and 440. WRL's Laura Levine will break down where you could see possible delays.
And crews will be in Nash and Edgecombe counties this morning to assess the damage left behind by an EF3 tornado. We'll explain how long this process will last and how it will help those people in that area.
And a search is underway in Moore County for a woman who was last seen a week ago. What we're learning about her from friends and family.